morning, wonderful people. Welcome to my channel. Before I get into this intimacy podcast, we are checking the dynamism in intimacy. And I'm following the following 4 points. I wanted to give you an introduction before I get into it. If you've seen this, just skip this part. If you're new, welcome to the exploratory channel of Vedic Astrology. Anyway, number one, what am I considering here? Moon compatibility by Gana of Nakshatras, that is the Dev Gana, Rakshasa Gana and Manushya Gana. We'll see that. As we go along, we'll see that. I'll keep giving different points for you, each place. Number two, also while using this, check the Ascendant, Venus and Mercury and the 7th Lord Nakshatras. Nakshatra placement, wherever they are, whichever house they are, check all these three when you are doing a voluntary or very deliberate comparison. Okay, don't go blindly only by the moon. Check all of these three as well, because all of those, each one of those, plays a part in mental, emotional and physical agility that is required. If there is too much stiffness, you will not absorb. Okay, agility to absorb, be willing to work with oneself first. Always self comes first. There is so many things I have shared on the Google Drive. You can see even the community post. You can look that up, use that, share it, whatever. Number three, these podcasts will examine the dynamism within intimacy, considering in the subcontinent of India, earlier they were doing matchmaking. Nowadays, people are just going around sleeping with everyone, youngsters. So this is a madness which people are leaving their old culture. There was some wisdom in it. But anyway, if you're still doing matchmaking, use these principles along with going to a traditional Jyotish, for example. Okay, for all those who are matching the moon in the charts, have this as a guideline to begin with. Get some understanding. Don't go blindly to an astrologer. Or even in this day and age, dating one another. The dating business which we have borrowed from the Western civilization. Never mind, I don't want to dig that rabbit hole. Number four, check the Google Drive link in description box in each podcast. The files are there. Use them for your own analysis. You can do it with AI, you can do it with whatever. So we will begin the podcast. Let's begin. Slight difference in the way we are dealing with it now. I removed all those unnecessary elements. This is more clearer picture. Otherwise, it's in my head, but not in the podcast. Anyway, so now onwards, going this podcast onwards, we are going to deal with it this way. And I'll put the slide of this Taurus Ascendant blank charts. I put many things there, as you can see. And I will keep this in the Google Drive as well, so you can all download it, work with it, use it for your own podcast, whatever. Just get on the boat. Okay, so a blank chart, and it shows the elements of each zodiac sign, as you can see. So the earth sign is marked with the leaf, the air sign is marked with those three spirals, the water sign with a water drop, and fire with fire, obviously. So this time onwards, I'm going to match the elementals between the 1, 3, 4, 7, 10, and 11 compatible ganas, and then we will take those as the best possible cases. Ashwini was a little deviant, never mind. That's typical Ashwini. So, speaking of Mrikshira Man and Punarvasu Woman, what are we in? We are in second sign of Taurus, ruled by Venus there. And Ganas are marked in yellow as Rakshasa Ganas, brown as Manushya Ganas, and blue as Dev Ganas. Okay, in every sign. As you can see, all the nakshatras are covered. Now we are speaking of Devganas only, second sign being Mrikshira. And don't take this as the ascendant, please. The moon can be in any houses. We are taking the distance between the moon and third nakshatra from that particular one. So third nakshatra, which is Devgana, from Mrikshira becomes Pushya and Punarvasu. So we'll deal with that. First we are considering Mrikshira Man and Punarvasu Woman. Core chemistry here. How does it happen? The tone is of grounded friendship that feels safe, soothing and quietly inspiring. Why does it work? The earth, now I have built in that element, right? Earth element, Taurus Mrikshira, provides steady presence, sensuality and practical rhythm. Remember, this is an earth sign, part of Mrikshira. Mrikshira, if you remember, you can go through that playlist, Nakshatra playlist, is two parts in Taurus, two parts in Gemini. It's half air, half water. Mars, half air, half earth, sorry. All Mars ruled nakshatras are that way. Water, Cancer Punarvasu here, brings warmth, intuition and emotional renewal. The 1-3 geometry adds easy conversation, shared errands and projects, and a teammate energy. 1-3 is a teammate, like we saw, that improves with time. The Devgana amplifies kindness, consideration and moral alignment. So crucial, isn't it? Your inner compass has to be kind of in alignment, otherwise you're going divergent ways. Risk. Comfort can drift into cozy and platonic. His gentle pace may feel slow to her. During emotional ideas, Mrikshira wants to explore more tides, more ideas. Her caretaking can become over-functioning because it's in Cancer. Protective nature of Punarvasu in Cancer, the last pada, can become over-functioning. Okay, that's the risk factors. So keep this core chemistry in mind. Now coming to the mental plane. So we are dealing with the mental plane. We'll go then into emotional, physical and bottom lines. The mind here, Mrikshira Taurus Moon. So what does he desire, Mr. Mrikshira? Calm, pleasant conversation with room for curiosity. Consistency in plans, that like practical A to B steps. Appreciation of aesthetics and details. The sense of beauty, sense of comfort, food, music and so on. How she fulfills it Punarvasu Cancer style. How she can take care of that. That's the partnership. Start with affirmation plus simple plan. I love this idea. Let's do step one tonight. Bring gentle variety. Two options max that respect his routine. Wrap ideas and sensory comfort. You know, sort of have a tea routine or a cozy nook or some, you know, your own private space, whatever your interests are. Align the interests first so that you can work these things out. These are generics. He thinks best when grounded. Punarvasu Cancer. What's her desire? A talk that restores, reflective, kind, emotionally coherent. Reassurance and clarity around timing, family matters and home rhythms. Space to follow intuitive hunches without judgment. She's got a lot of intuition because it's Punarvasu and it's in Cancer. Devgana in Cancer. How he fulfills Mrikshira Taurus style. Offer reflective summary. So you need quiet time, early dinner. Let's stick to that. Translate feelings into practical supports. Errands done. Calendar set. Invite her intuitive input as a resource, not as a detour. What does your gut suggest? Ask her gut feelings, Mr. Mrikshira. She's got a good one. Now let's see the emotional part. Let's take the emotional part now. We are considering Mrikshira man and Punarvasu woman. You can exchange the genders, okay? From the nakshatra point of view, it hardly matters. So Mrikshira and Taurus, what does he desire emotionally speaking? Emotional stability with gentle curiosity. Conflict repair that is soft. Mrikshira is a soft nakshatra in this sense, especially in Taurus. In Gemini, it's more of a mental hunter. Short and sensible. To be valued for reliability, tender attentiveness and tasteful care. How she fulfills? In a tense situation, use soothing tone. One request. Skip the flood of words. This is for Punarvasu. In Cancer, affirm his steadiness. Your calmness grounds me. Give appreciation. We are so good at criticizing people these days, especially on social media and all the commentary that goes on. There is less appreciation of things. We need to, as a civilizational standpoint, appreciate more. Criticize less, however tough that sounds, and show that it matters. Encourage his quiet, romantic gestures, flowers, a good playlist, a cooked meal. Feed people. Cancer will improve. Punarvasu Cancer, on her side of desires, safety, warmth and predictability, visible loyalty, emotional attunement being seen and gently mirrored. That's what she desires. Since the last pada of Punarvasu in Cancer, a sense of homecoming after any separation, or separation in this context means you've gone out and come after a day's work. How he fulfills? Keep anchor rituals, check-in texts, fixed times, weekly home dinner and so on. Use your own routines. Make up routines, take the principles from here. Mirror her feelings briefly, then offer comfort action, a blanket, a walk, having a tea ceremony, for example. So important in this day and age when everybody is so busy, really, in any walk of life. on return from solo time, bring a small token, her favorite snack or something. I thought of you while doing this. Small gestures. Micro gestures are very important in maintaining relationships. Let's see the physical part, the kinesthetic part. Consider the physical part now between these two nakshatras. One is in earth sign, one is in water sign. So one is very emotional. So first tackle the emotional body, that is Punarvasu in Cancer, and Rikshira, moon, here being in the earth sign. Think of earthy things. When it comes to sensory touch, kinesthetic approaches, the five senses. Rikshira in Taurus, sensual, unhurried intimacy, attention to touch. Earth sign is very sensitive to touch. So before you get to the touch part, please take care of mental and emotional, otherwise it will feel like a violation of boundaries. Use scents, use ambience, good ambience will help. Gentle exploration and fine detail, hands, neck, rhythm. A partner who enjoys beauty as part of Eros, music, textures, lighting. All these are important aspects of kinesthesis, isn't it? How she fulfills it. He needs that, how she fulfills it. Create a nest, soft linens, candles, subtle music, put a soft jazz on or some new agey stuff, instrumental, I don't know, whatever makes it gentle, a down tempo, so to speak. Meet him in slow rhythm, use tender guidance, slower here, hold me there longer, and that kind of indications, directions, she's guiding him. He likes learning by feel because it's an earth sign. See, these are all the hints. Alternate familiar favorites with one sensory twist each time. Massage oil, temperature play, and so on. Punarvasu Cancer, her desires now. Emotional foreplay, reassurance, affection, cozy closeness before the heat. Passion, in physical terms, is heat. That's why the bodies tend to heat up. Everything is turned up a number of notches, isn't it? Loving, protective energy, lingering aftercare, intimacy that feels like healing and renewal, not just passion. Don't end it at just rambunctious tossing around in the bed. There has to be some degree of feeling there in other senses as well. Take all the five senses, by the way. How he fulfills. Begin with a cuddle of words and then words of care, then gradually deepen. Keep the afterglow sacred, hold her, whisper tomorrow's plan, and no abrupt exits. By the way, that last sentence that I read applies to both men and women. Women think, or there is a bias, that only they are entitled or they need certain things, my needs, and everybody goes on and on in social media. Well, he also needs it, get a grip. Let her set the emotional pace, he brings steady sensuality within it. Okay, now let's see the bottom line and wrap this up. Now to wrap up this particular segment, elemental and gana refinement. Let's start from the top. Why this match is naturally smooth? The elemental match, earth and water. Earth, Taurus, holds and shapes water, Cancer. Water softens and nourishes the earth. This yields a kind of dynamic that has stability and emotional richness to it. The Devgana factor, shared refinement, higher intellectual capacity, higher wisdom is Devgana's always. Empathy and goodwill first in problem solving. Disagreements tend to be soft, repairable, and growth oriented. Venus flavor, Taurus and Rikshira, meets Moon Jupiter flavor, Cancer Punarvasu. Why is it called Jupiter? Because the Punarvasu is ruled by Jupiter. Rikshira in this case is ruled by Venus in Taurus. Artful sensuality meets generous caregiving. Comfort brings erotic and eros. Feels safe. Mind, emotion, body snapshot for this arrangement. For Rikshira, Taurus, mind keeps plan simple. Invite her intuition early. Cancer, emotion and intuition. Emotion, mirror briefly, then do a comfort action. Body, slow, sensual detail, keep the beautiful setting. For her, Punarvasu Cancer, mind, two options max on a rhythm. Emotion, ask for what you need clearly. Avoid over functioning. Body, open with warmth, reassurance, and linger in the aftercare. So neglected. Everybody wants to finish off this stuff like it's a 2-minute slam bam, thank you ma'am kind of approach. It's disgusting. You're a human being. Get a grip. Bottom line, Mrikshira, Taurus man and Cancer woman is earth cradling water. The 1-3 relationship dynamic in Vedic astrology are best friends geometry. Deva, Deva, Grace, Devagana. Natural bond with calm talk, predictable rituals and a sensory elegance while protecting spark windows for romance. Why do we need even windows, if you ask me? That's another thought, isn't it? Why can't we do it 24/7? Why do you need to celebrate only one day in a year, a birthday or an anniversary or something? Think of that. Done well, this becomes a quietly radiant partnership, steadfast, affectionate, ever renewing, where everyday life itself feels like a homecoming. Next one, what shall we deal with next? The Punarvasu is over. Next, we shall deal with Mrikshira and Pushya, because that's also water and earth. I'll see you in that. Take care.